When is a payroll tax holiday not a holiday? I'm David Brancaccio. The Trump administration's temporary cut in payroll tax in a bid to stimulate the economy is set to begin tomorrow, the first of the month, but it's not clear how many employers will participate. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is covering this from Washington. How does this work?
Well, normally employers and workers split the cost of this tax, which, by the way, David, funds Social Security. It's a 12.4% tax. It's automatically deducted from your paycheck. Starting tomorrow, employers can stop those deductions. Now, the payroll tax holiday is only for workers making about $100,000 a year or less. It lasts through the end of the year. And all the taxes that weren't taken out of your paycheck are due by the end of next April. So employees would be hit by a big tax bill this spring. Employers can choose whether to stop withholding the tax. This is not mandatory.
And how are companies reacting to all this?
They're not thrilled. It's really complicated. And they're wondering, what happens if an employee leaves before the end of the year? Companies are responsible for collecting the payroll tax, so they'd have to try to claw the money back from workers who left. The IRS just says employers can make arrangements to collect the taxes. A number of trade groups, including the Chamber of Commerce, wrote a letter to Congress and the Treasury Department saying many of their members won't participate, and they say it would be better to just give workers a permanent tax break.
And can the president do that?
No. All President Trump can do is delay when taxes are due. Only Congress can actually waive taxes.
Nancy, thank you. Given the uncertainties of COVID, major airlines stopped charging penalties to change your ticket. That applies through year's end. Now, United Airlines says it's locking in the policy beyond New Year's Eve for domestic flights. Big money's at stake. United made more than $600 million on these change penalties last year. So it's back to people flying standby on alternate flights without getting dinged forever and ever. Doug Cameron is Deputy Chicago Bureau Chief for The Wall Street Journal.
It will be permanent till it's not. If you think that the biggest contributor to these change fees was business people traveling, and they just have not come back. And if you listen to company earning calls, everyone's cut back in the travel and probably will do in some permanent fashion. There's going to have to be a wholesale change in pricing strategies. And I think, David, this is just the first move.
Now, you have to be a little bit careful, right? Because when you search for your best ticket price, what often comes up first is the basic economy fare. That's what United calls it. And the change fee still applies to this very entry-level ticket price.
That's right. United, Delta, and American all introduced these kind of stripped-down basic economy fares to compete with the likes of Southwest and Spirit. The thinking is actually this is United trying to kind of hold on to this basic economy competitive weapon against the low-cost carriers.
Doug Cameron, Deputy Bureau Chief, Chicago, Wall Street Journal. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Now we're waiting to see if other big airlines follow United's lead. Southwest does not charge for changing tickets, although the new tickets can cost more closer to the flight time. French people are super serious about their time off in August. This time, with the pandemic, many listen to the government's call there to keep it in France. Rebecca Rossman reports from the coast in Brittany.
It's high tide on the Grande Plage de Sion, a sandy beach located in the western port city of Saint-Malo. Young families here are building sandcastles and picking up seashells. Maria Monet and a friend have come from Paris. They smile as they take in the view over a glass of rosé. While the two friends usually take a trip abroad every summer, they say COVID-19 has forced them to travel within France. But Monet says she has no complaints.
We're lucky to have so many different landscapes. And just look around. We have beautiful weather here. It's warm. It's just wonderful.
France's tourism sector, which makes up 8% of the country's GDP, is bracing for a loss of around 40 billion euros this year because of the health crisis.
Cet été, je visite la France.
But this social media ad by France's tourism board is trying to help soften that blow. The slogan, "This summer I visit France." The goal, convince the French to spend their summer holidays rediscovering the country's 18 regions. A plea that's appeared to have paid off here in Saint-Malo.
It is really better than we expected, yes.
Laurence Bazoufi is the director of Saint-Malo Tourism. She says French tourists made up 85% of visitors in July, a 15% increase from the same time last year. That, combined with expected numbers for August and September, may be enough to save the summer season.
Every country has said to its inhabitants, please stay in the country and consume locally. And I think it has really worked. I think it has been heard and understood.
The number of tourists coming to France from abroad, however, is down by about 30%. And for many places, including the city of Paris, French visitors won't be enough to compensate for that loss. In Saint-Malo, France, I'm Rebecca Rossman for Marketplace.
And since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, they've been promising flying cars. I'm now 5'11 in gray. And a Japanese company called SkyDrive is now claiming they got a vertical takeoff and landing one-seater to fly for 4 minutes on two props spun by eight motors. Urban air taxis is the goal. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.